Zamar Aleph, we're up to the Mishnah. So the Mishnah says, Ha'isha she'amra eishes eish ha'yisi, ugrusha ani nemenes, she'apesha aser hu ha'pesha hitir, ve'im yeshedim she'haisa eishes eish, v'hi omeres grusha ani eino nemenes. So this is the halacha that we've referenced already, you know, several times in the Masechta, the halacha of pesha aser hu ha'pesha hitir. So if a woman walks into Bezdin, we have no idea who she is, she says, I used to be married, but now I'm divorced, so we can believe her, because the same woman who's telling us that she was once married is telling us that she's divorced. However, if there are edim who tell us that she's married, and now she's claiming that she's divorced, then we do not believe her unless she has some sort of external evidence. Amra nishbesi tahorani nemenes shapesha aser hu apesha hitir v'im yesh edim shenishbes v'hi omeres tahorani ena nemenes v'im mishenises bo edim harizo lo seitze. Then the Mishnah has a very similar halacha. Let's say a woman walks into Bezdin and she admits that she was taken into captivity by non-Jews. Again, we'll talk about in the Gemara next week all the different details about whether she was taken into captivity because of for monetary reasons, for capital reasons. Again, we'll get into all those details. So the Mishnah says she admits that she was taken into captivity, but she wasn't raped, so the Mishnah says that we can believe her, because again, we didn't know she was taken into captivity in the first place before she presented that information. But if there were edim who said that she was taken captive and then she claims that she wasn't raped, we do not believe her. However, if she already got, if she already married and then the edim came along and said, by the way, you were taken into captivity, so then, b'di'evet, she does not have to get divorced. Okay, so the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yasi, minayin la pesha aser hu apesha hitir min haTorah. What's the source for this principle called pesha aser? So the Gemara says, shene'emar, as bitina sat So the Gemara says it's derived from a pasuk in Parshas Ki Seitze. The pasuk is discussing the halacha of what's called motzi shemra. Motzi shemra basically means that the husband claims that his wife was not a basula after they got married. In other words, he's essentially claiming that she was mizana after erusin, that she had an affair after erusin, and now the father of the girl is trying to counter that claim and say, no, that my daughter was, I married her off to this guy, and he's claiming she's not a basula, and then the father has to prove that she really was. So the Gemara says, if you look at the pasuk, so if you read as bitina sati la'ish, and you stopped right there, I gave my daughter over to a man. So if you stop the sentence right there, she's now forbidden to every man in the world. Why is that? Because the father admitted that she's married, but didn't tell us who the husband is. So now there's a chance that anyone in the world is not really the husband. But then the very next word he says, Hazeh, I married her off to this guy. So the Gemara says, in other words, the same father who said, I married her off, said I married her off to this guy. So that's the source for Pesha Aser. So the Gemara then asks, Lama likras svarahu, hu aser v'hu shayla. Why do I need a pasuk for Pesha Aser? Isn't it just a simple svar? It's simple logic, right? The same person who said X is telling me Y. So in other words, why do I need a pasuk for that? It seems like a very simple idea. So the Gemara says, you're right. Eloki itchtrichkra lechidir avuna amarav, the amar avuna amarav, minayin la'av sheneman lesor as bito mena Torah, sheneemar as bitina sati la'ish, hazel lamali, miboyle lechidisani rabiona, the sunny rabiona, as bitina sati la'ish hazeh, hazev lo liyavam. So the Gemara says that really the pasuk is teaching me something entirely different, right? This whole concept is actually a huge chiddush if you think about it. The fact that we're granting credibility to the father to testify about his daughter. Normally, one is not believed to testify about one's own relatives. How can a father walk into Bezdin and say, I married off my daughter to this guy? He shouldn't be believed to say any of that, right? The father normally has no nemanis to testify about his relatives, about his daughter. So that's the Chiddush HaTorah. The Chiddush is that the father is in fact believed here. So the question then is, what are we deriving from the superfluous word hazeh? So the Gemara says, that's to teach me the statement of Rabbi Yonah, who says that the whole concept, the whole principle of motzi shemra, of tainas besulim, of the husband claiming his wife wasn't a besula, and the father trying to counter that claim, that only applies to a regular marriage in this scenario, but it does not apply to Yibum. So if you're going to try to put forth a similar type of a claim when it comes to Yibum, so that claim is going to fall apart. There is no, punishment of 100 silver pieces, of 100 shekel if the husband is lying. The whole concept of Tainus Pesulim falls apart when it comes to Yibum. Okay, then the Gemara says, Tanu Rabbanan. Ha'isha she'amra eishes ishani v'chazra v'amra penuya ani ne'emene. So let's say the following. A woman walks up to Bezdin and she says, I'm married. And then 2 seconds later, she says, just kidding, I'm single. So the Gemara says, we can believe her. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? V'hashavi l'nafsha chaticha d'yisura. How on earth can you believe her to retract her statement? What happened to the principle called Shavi Lenashe Chaticha Di Yisura, which literally means that a person makes themselves into a forbidden piece of meat, which is basically another way of saying that when you incriminate yourself, so even if we don't technically believe you from an objective standpoint, but we're going to treat you as if your statement is binding. So the second the woman made this declaration, I'm married, so anything she says after the fact should just be ignored. So the Gemara says, no. Amar Rava Baravuna Kigon Shenasna Amas. Tanam Yahi Amra Esha Seshani, the Chazra v'amr penuya ani ena nemenes v'yemnasna amasla lidvareha nemenes. So the Gemara says the only time we believe the woman is when she gives what's called an amasla. An amasla is basically some kind of a rationalization. She explains away in a legitimate fashion why she said she was married if in fact she wasn't. And if her rationalization, as we'll see in a second, is valid, then we can accept what she said. And the Gemara explains, u'maisa nami b'isha achas gedola shahisa gedola b'noi v'kavtzu aleha b'nei adam l'kacha v'amr lehem mekudesh asani liyamim amda v'kitcha es atzma amru lachachamim mara isa lasos kein amru lehem betchila shebo alay anashim she'enam mehuganim amarti mekudesh asani achshav shebo alay anashim mehuganim amati v'kidashti es atzmi. So the Gemara basically said that there was an incident regarding this very prominent woman, a very beautiful woman, and all these men were trying to court her, they were trying to marry her, and she said, I'm married already. So everyone left her alone, and then a couple of weeks later, she went ahead and she found a shidduch prospect, and she basically married herself off. So the Chacham said, like, what's going on? You just told us a week ago that you were married. She said, because all the prospective suitors who came originally, they weren't such great people. They were just in it for my looks or whatever. And then eventually, I found someone who was shayach for me, who was more up to par for me. So she said that's the reason why I made up the story. And that's the din. If the woman is able to provide a valid rationale as to why she said what she said, then we can accept it. Again, that's called an amasla. Okay, then the Gemara says, So very, very similar to the previous case where she first claimed that she was married and now that she's single. What if a woman claims that she's Temea? Let's say she claims that she's a Nida, and then she turns around and says, no, just kidding, I'm really Tahora. So what's the din? So Amr Lay, Av Bizoim Nasla Amasa Lidvaren Amena. So presumably the same halacha should apply. If she's able to provide a valid rationale as to why she originally said that she was Temea, so then we can accept what she said. Tana Mine Arbaim Zimnin, Vafilu Hachilo Avat Shmuel of the Benavshe. The Gemara relates that they reviewed over this halacha 40 times, but nonetheless, Shmuel did not actually practice this himself. In other words, there was an incident apparently where Shmuel's wife apparently made such a claim where she said that she was Temea, and then 5 seconds later said she was Tahora, and even though she provided a valid amasla, Shmuel did not rely on that. Okay, then he was just Tana Rabbanan. Shnayim Omrim Mesu, Shnayim Omrim Lo Mes, Shnayim Omrim Nisgarsha, Shnayim Omrim Lo Nisgarsha, Harezo Lo Tinase, V'im Nises Lo Seitze, Rabbi Menachem Bar Yosei Omer Teitze. So again, the Umar presents a machlokas about cases that we've already referenced a little bit back in Yevamos, and also a little bit earlier in the Masechta, where the Gemara says, if I have two witnesses who claim that the woman's husband died, and two witnesses claim that he's still alive, or two witnesses claim that the woman is divorced, and two witnesses claim that she's not. So the Tanakhama says that she's not allowed to get remarried. If she did b'di'evet, we do not make her get divorced from her second husband, but according to Rabbi Menachem Bar Yossi, we do in fact make her get divorced from her second husband. Amar Rabbi Menachem Bar Yossi, Ema se'ani omer teitze, when do I say that she has to divorce her second husband? Bizman shebo'edim, that's only in a case where the Edom first came, there was contradictory testimony, and then she remarried, then she would have to get divorced according to Rabbi Menachem. But if she married first and then the Edom came, then even Rabbi Menachem Bar Yossi would agree that she need not get divorced by the Edom. Okay, so the Gemara says, Michti, Treyu Treyninu, Haba Lehaba Hashem Talukai. So the Gemara asks the following. The Gemara says, why are we saying that in certain scenarios, by the Edom, she can remain married to her second husband? What would happen in the following case? Let's say a man went ahead and had relations with this woman, so she's a suffic ishesish, right? We have no idea if she's still married, if she's divorced, if she's a widow, because again, we have this contradictory testimony about whether her husband died or whether she got divorced. So the halacha would be if a man were to come and have relations with her in that scenario, he would be chayav to bring what's called an asham talu, right? An asham talu is a carbon that you bring whenever there's a suffic whether you violated another. So you have no idea what the facts are. Again, you don't know if the woman's still married. So the question is, how are we sanctioning? How are we allowing her to remarry if the din would be that if a man were to have relations with her at this point, he would be chayiv and ashram tali because the whole thing is a suffix. We have no idea what her status is. How can we just allow her to remarry? So the Gemara says, you're right. Amar Rav Sheshes, kegon shenises le'echon me'edeha. The case is where she went ahead and the person she remarried happened to be one of the edim who's claiming that her husband is dead or that her husband divorced her. So that aid actually knows or claims to know for a fact that the husband is dead or that the husband divorced her, and therefore she's allowed to marry him. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? He gufa ba'ashram tali kaimah. So, okay, it's very nice that the aide claims to know definitively whether the husband died or divorced her, but what about from her vantage point? From her vantage point, it's still a suffix. There's still contradictory testimony, so wouldn't she still be obligated to bring an Asham Tali? The Gemara says, no, but Omer is Barili. The case is where she also claims with definitive knowledge that the husband died or divorced. Now, again, the question is, so who cares what she claims? So, if you remember, we pointed this out back in Yevamos, that women typically do not get remarried before they do their own investigative work, before they actually put the work in to see if the husband died, because the consequences are going to be severe if it turns out that her husband is still alive. So when the woman actually makes this claim that her husband for sure is dead, we could actually believe her, again, from her own vantage point. Okay.
Yeah.
Wait, sorry. Wait 1 second, Dan. Again, this goes back to the topics we were talking about at the end of Yevamos, right? The woman herself, generally speaking, is not believed to testify about anything, right? Women, you know, typically are not kosher liedos.
But why should the aid be allowed to marry?
Well, again, because in other words, the aid is the one who's claiming that the husband died, and the woman is also claiming that the husband died. So, if you put those two pieces of information together, they're both baris, they're both definitive claims. So the Gemara says that's enough. Again, if it turns out that the husband is alive, then obviously the consequences for the wife are going to be dire because she's going to violate Lusinov and she's going to have Mount Zerim, etc. Okay, so the Gemara says,
Well, no.
So we don't say the aid is no gay abedavar because that the marriage happened after the fact. The aid walked in and gave testimony, and then 3 months later, they decided to get married. So it's not necessarily meaning. You're saying what? You're saying if the aid and the woman were dating at the time the guy walked at the bezin, so maybe there'd be no gay abedavar. I don't know. I think the assumption is that at the time of the testimony there was no thought of marriage, and then after the fact, once the aid claimed that this happened definitively, then they decided to get married. Okay. So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Shnayim Omer Meisu, Shnayim Omer Lo Meis, Harezo Lo Tinasi, V'Emniseis Lo Seitzis. So again, the Gemara says, two witnesses claim the husband died, two witnesses says that he's alive, so the woman cannot get remarried, and if she did Bidiyevet, we do not make her get divorced. Shnayim Omer Niskarsha, Shnayim Omer Lo Niskarsha, Harezo Lo Sinasi, V'Emniseis Teitzis. So in this Gemara, in other words, according to Rabbi Yochanan, he distinguishes between the case of death versus divorce. In the case of death, where if the woman got remarried after contradictory testimony, Bidiyevet, we would not insist that she gets divorced. But in a case where there's a contradiction about whether she got divorced from her original husband and then she got remarried, so then the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Yochanan, we will insist that she gets divorced from her second husband. So the question, of course, is Maishna Reisha, Maishna Seva. What's the difference? Why, in the case of death, Bidiyevet, do we let her remain married to the new husband, but not in the case of divorce? So the Gemara says, Amar Abaye, Tirgama Be'ed Echad. We're talking about a case where there's only an Eid Echad. So if there's only an Eid Echad who's testifying, so basically everything goes back to square one. Because if it's only the case of an Eid Echad, so then the assumption is that we don't really grant them credibility. So the Gemara says, Eid Echad Omer Meis Himnuhu Rabbanan Kevetrei V'chede Ula Da'amar Ula Kol Makom Shem Minatora Eid Echad Harei Kan Shnayim V'hai Deka'amar Lo Meis Havel Echad V'ein Dvarav Shal Echad B'mkom Shnayim. So the Gemara then pushes back. The Gemara says, but any time that Chazal grant credibility to an Eid Echad, so we accept their testimony as if they were two Eidim, right? And the Gemara points out that when you have two witnesses who are essentially claiming that the husband is dead, and then you have one witness who says that he's alive, or in the case of divorce, so the Gemara says, we just ignore the words of the Eid Echad. So the Gemara says, but then, if that's the case, in other words, if we're treating an Eid Echad as if they were like two Eidim, so then we should allow the woman to get remarried even lechachila. Why? In other words, why is it only that Bidiyevet she could stay married to the new husband? We should allow her to remarry even lechachila if we're so sure that the Eid Echad is telling the truth. So the Gemara says, no, Mishum de Ravasi. The Amar Ravasi, Haser Memecha Ikshas Pe'u Lezus Sfasayim Harchek Mimecha, because there's a pasuk in Mishle that says that you should distance your mouth from lying and from telling falsehoods. In other words, it doesn't look right to get remarried lechachila in a scenario where you have contradictory testimony. But Bidiyevet, if you did it already, so then we're not going to insist that the woman gets divorced. Okay. Then the Gemara says Seifa Eid Echad Omer Nizgarsha VeEid Echad Omer Lo Nizgarsha Travayu BeEishas Ish Kamasadei V'Hai DeKamer Nizgarsha Havel Echad VeEin Dvarav Shel Echad B'Mkom Shnayim. So in the latter case in the Gemara, we said one aid says the woman was divorced, the other aid says that she was not. So they're both testifying, they're both claiming the woman at some point was married, and now one aid wants to turn around and claim that she's divorced. So we should just toss his words out because one aid doesn't hold a candle to two aidim. So the Gemara says no. Rava Amar Liolam Treu Treinenu V'Ra Rabbi Yochanan Dvarav Shor Rabbi Menachem Bar Yosi V'Gerishin V'Lo Ra'a B'Misa My Taima Misa Eina Yechola Makchashto Gerishin Yechola Makchashto. The Gemara says really the cases where there's contradictions between two sets of aidim. You have two aidim versus two aidim, and the Gemara points out that Rabbi Yochanan subscribes to the opinion that we quoted earlier in the Gemara of Rabbi Menachem Bar Yosi that we insist that the wife gets divorced from the second husband, even Bidiyaved, but that's only true dafka in a case of gerishin. In other words, if you have two Eidim who claim that the wife was divorced on the first husband and two Eidim contradict that, and then she gets remarried, Rabbi Yochanan will say that in that case, I hold like Rabbi Menachem, that we insist that she gets divorced from the second husband, even Bidiyaved. However, he disagrees with him in the case of death. So if two Eidim claim that the husband died and two Eidim say that the husband did not, then she gets remarried, Rabbi Yochanan would say that we will not not insist that she gets divorced in that case. What's the difference? So the Gemara says very simply, because death is not something which you can contradict. If the husband walks back in alive, then obviously the two Adam were lying. However, the case of divorce is a little bit more murky because you're not sure, you know, did the husband divorce her? Was the get valid? Whatever it was, you know, a lot of the details of the divorce could be up for a debate. So because that's a little bit more subject to, to contradiction. So that's the reason why he's going to accept Rabbi Menachem's premise by Gerushin, but not by Misa. Okay. So then Gemara then asks, Umichat Sifa Kulehai, the Ha'amar Rav Hamnuna, so the Gemara says, how could a woman have so much chutzpah to claim in front of her husband that she was divorced if in fact she wasn't? The Gemara assumes that a woman does not have the chutzpah, have the brazenness to go testify in court in front of her husband if it turns out that her husband never really divorced her and claim that her husband actually did. So the Gemara says, no.
Shouldn't she have to produce a get?
So again, the claim could be the get got lost. The get was burnt. In other words, she has eden that are backing her up. The problem is that there are two other Edom who are contradicting. That's the issue here, right? So the Gemara says, Hani mile hecha deleka Edom to come asayla. Hecha deika Edom to come asayla. Me'izo me'iza. The Gemara says that notion that a wife would not have so much chutzpah, that's only in a case where there are Edom. So, you know, it's hard to, that's only in a case where there are no Edom. So there are no Edom. She walks into Beis Din. She's not going to have the nerve to say that she was divorced if in fact she wasn't, if it's just her and her husband in court. But if she has Edom to back her up, so she feels a lot more comfortable claiming that she was divorced even if she's lying. Okay.
Are these Edom that are claiming that she was divorced ones that signed the get, or just two people say,
not necessarily. I mean, they could be, but not necessarily. Okay, then the Gemara says, Rav Asi Amar, Kigon da Amri Edim Achshav Meis, Achshav Gerisha, Misa Leka Livarura, Gerishin Iko Livarura. So the Gemara says like this, according to Rav Asi, the case is as follows, where the Edim say that the husband died, and then immediately, that the husband either died or divorced her right away. So death is something which you can't necessarily clarify when it happened. In other words, they're claiming that it happened today. So in other words, when it comes to death, so, you know, let's say, for example, they're claiming that the husband drowned or the husband was, eaten by a wild animal or whatever the case is. So in those types of scenarios, there's no real way to clarify. Let's say the body never washed up, the body never resurfaced. So there's no way to 100% clarify whether the husband died or how the husband died or when the husband died. Whereas when it comes to gerushin, it's very simple. You just go and ask the husband, you go and ask the Edom and figure out when the divorce happened. So the Gemara says, "Diamrinan la im isa dahachi hava achzilon kitav." So like Danny was saying before, just show us your get. If it's really true that you were divorced, especially today, so you should be able to show us your get. In other words, it's one thing to claim that if the divorce happened 5 years ago, okay, maybe you don't have the get. But if your criminal divorce happened today, so then it's highly improbable that in the short time span that you lost your get. Okay, the Gemara says, "Tana Rabbanan shnayim omrim niskacha ushnayim omrim lo niskacha harezo lo." So this is the kind of the reverse of all the cases that we've been mentioning. So two Edom claim that a woman had kiddushin, that she's married, and two Edom claim that she's not. So then she is not allowed to marry a second man. If she did b'di'evet, we do not insist that she gets divorced. Shnayim omrim nisgarsha, ushnayim omrim lo nisgarsha, harezo lo tinase v'im nisei stetze. However, in the case of divorce, if two Edom claim that she was divorced and two Edom claim that she was not, she is not allowed to get remarried, and if she did, b'di'evet, we're going to insist that she separates. So, of course, the question again is, ma'ishna reisha u'ma'ishna seifa, what's the difference? So, again, amar abayi tirgama be'ed echad. Once again, we're talking about a scenario where there's only an eid echad involved. There's only an eid echad involved, so the credibility is lessened, as opposed to a case where there would be two eidim versus two eidim.